my friend, well, I'm left here to listen.
Welcome to episode number 8 of The Dental Practice Fixers. Thanks so much for being with us today. I am your co-host, Dr. Richard Maddow, and I'm here with your other co-host,
Dr. David Maddow. What is going on?
How you doing today, Dave?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I love being here in the Dental Practice Fixer studio. I mean, you know, I don't know what you're picturing, but it's kind of a small windowless room in our office with a bunch of boxes piled up and a bulletin board with thumbtacks all over it. This is our studio.
But great quality microphones here.
And acoustics.
Best quality microphones and acoustics. But Rich, we gotta get rid of those boxes just sitting in the corner. What are they? This crap sitting in the corner. What is it?
I think they give the studio a little character.
You think so, really?
I'm voting to keep the boxes.
I don't know about
keep
that.
Keep the boxes just, in the studio.
They just get in the way. I don't know. We'll see.
They're on my side of the desk here. That's so,
very true.
If I like them, they're staying. Dave's got the side of the desk with like the laptop and the mixer board, all the important stuff that responsible people control. I'm just here with a bunch of stacked up boxes.
True.
Well, hey, again, thanks so much for being with us. Actually, today we're going to talk about something that we alluded to in a previous episode when we were talking about how to get really good reviews on Yelp and Google and Facebook and all those ancillary sites. The topic came up, or a little aside came up, of what do you do when you get a bad review? So that's what we'll be talking about today. What happens when you get a bad review on Google, Yelp, Facebook, any other sites where those seem to be the biggies for reviews, but there are also the dental related sites that your appointment reminder company kind of sets up.
They're a little
bogus, but you know, they still count.
They count a little bit because you can get bad reviews on those
you
sites too, right? You
can.
So they count a little bit.
So Dave, why don't we just give a few like rules of thumb before we even start talking about what to do when you get a bad review?
Sure. Should we give our tip of the day first, though?
Tip of the day.
Because we promised.
I always get so excited. I forget about the tip of the day.
I'll tell you what. Within the first few minutes, we give a little tip.
I did the last tip of the day. I'm gonna throw it over to you, Dave, for the tip of the day.
You're putting the pressure on me now.
Pressure.
Let me see what I come up with.
I'm sure you have
Let me think.
I'm sure you do.
Well, here's one that I think could really help out a lot of the dentists that are listening to this. Now, if you have a lease, if you're leasing your building for your practice, then I just want to first start off by saying that pretty much anything is negotiable. And no matter what your lease says previously, and no matter when you're up for renewal, you know, to renew your lease, you can negotiate anything in or out of that lease. So especially if it's coming up for renewal pretty soon. First of all, I want to take a step back for a second, because every single one of you that has a lease, whether it's a lease for your building or any kind of contract you're involved in, any kind of legal contract, you should always pull those out and review them periodically. In other words, you shouldn't just sign something and then just put it away in a drawer and never, ever look at it again. So always kind of know what's going on. Like, when does this expire? When is it up for renewal? But let's talk about your building lease for right now. Anything's negotiable. And so just because you're paying a certain amount of, certain rent per month now, or whatever other things you have to pay or whatever else is negotiated into it, that doesn't mean it's set in stone. Trust me, in most cases, your landlord wants you to renew. Your landlord wants you there. They value having a nice professional dentist in their building. So, again, make sure the lease is to your liking. It's something that you can actually afford and something that is good for you. Maybe when you sign your lease again, you want to get some new carpet, some painting, some work redone, or the walls moved around. I'm just exaggerating, but whatever it might be. And also, another good point is, let's say your lease is not due to renew for another 2, 3, 4, 5 years. That does not mean you can't renegotiate now, because a lot of times you can say, hey, I want to renegotiate. I want to get some things done. But for that reason, I'm willing to sign another 5-year lease right now, or a 7-year lease. You know, again, make it a win-win for you and the landlord, and they're going to probably want to take care of you.
I did that in my dental practice, actually, many years ago. I wanted another treatment room built out, and I don't know how to build out walls, or I didn't feel like messing with it.
Oh, you don't? I do it every day.
I didn't even want to subcontract it. I asked my landlord if they could do it, and you know, actually, she kind of did the she kind of brought it up. I didn't even realize that it could be done. She said, well, I'll do that for you if you want to get rid of this lease and sign a new one for an additional 5 years. And we came to terms, and boom,
yeah.
I knew I was staying there anyway. I got a free build out.
Because they're not going to do a build out thinking that you might leave in 6 months or a year. They're not going to do a build out. But if they know you're going to stay for a certain number of years, they're going to do anything
for you. The point is you can renegotiate at any time and extend at any time. And as you said, read your lease and know it. You don't want to be like that famous guy that had an office right down from ours in the same building. As he was being escorted out, kicked out of his building, he was just saying, "I didn't see that in the lease." So you don't want to be that guy. We've been just repeating that line for 20 years.
Many years.
As they're hauling the guy off, he's just screaming.
Hold him up. Where are they hauling him to?
I didn't see that in the lease.
Were they hauling him to jail? Where are they taking the guy?
I don't know, but something bad happened there. Can you just picture that guy out in the parking lot?
I'm like reliving that because you and I have been talking about that scene for like the last many years.
Wondering what he didn't see in the lease.
I didn't see that in the lease.
Maybe you couldn't manufacture meth. I don't know. All right. Hey, great stuff. Really, really good tip. Okay. So I'm just going to start by saying about what to do when you get a bad review. Bad reviews happen. They happen to everyone. They happen to the best dentist in the world, and they certainly happen to the worst dentist in the world, which hopefully you're not. But you will get a bad review if you haven't gotten one yet. And when you do, kind of the first rule I like to say is don't panic. Don't drive yourself crazy. Take a deep breath, a cleansing breath, and realize that this kind of stuff happens to everyone. And now you just have to do the right thing.
And what's the right thing?
Well, first of all,
I'm going to equate that to not even a review, but like when somebody sends me an email, and like let's say it's kind of like almost like an email that gets me angry. In the old days, I would go ahead and send an email back like "F you, you son of a," you know. But
I was on the end of many of those. Right?
you learn. Hey, you don't have to respond right away. You sleep on it. You think about it. You write something down. Maybe even write something down and then recompose it in your mind or on paper or on the computer many times before you send it. There's no law that says you've got to respond right away. And I found over many years it's best to not necessarily respond right away.
Or sometimes not even respond.
Yeah,
I've been in that situation many times.
I know you have.
And that's the same with reviews. You don't have to respond. But, one thing that you don't want to do is try to go through some kind of legal process to get that review removed, even if it's completely inaccurate. And again, as I find myself saying on every podcast, we're not lawyers. We're not accountants. We're not lawyers.
Well, I guess the more we say it, the more we're covering our butts, right?
You got to cover your ass. We're not lawyers, but free speech is protected by the First Amendment. That's a good thing. We love that. We love free speech. We love the First Amendment. But it also means that any asshole can go online and say pretty much anything they want about you. And as long as it's not libelous or slanderous, and again, those are definitions for a lawyer, but chances are you're not going to be able to get it removed, even if you go to a lawyer, even if you sue. Can they make stuff up about you and put it on there and make you sound horrible? Well, the fact is they can, because our free speech is protected. We know of a dentist that found a lawyer, went to court against a review on Yelp, lost the case, of course, due to First Amendment, and was out almost $100,000, 2 years of his time, and frustrated as hell. So just realize you're probably not going to get this review taken down.
I can't imagine spending $100,000 trying to get a review taken.
He panicked, right?
Ridiculous.
And that's another thing. Don't let it get under your skin.
Yeah.
You know, you probably are coming across a patient that was having a horrible day. Mm-hmm. They could have some form of mental illness or personality disorder. You didn't do anything wrong. And that's just the reality of life today.
Well, you know, Rich, when we travel and even in our personal lives, if you and I are now traveling together, I'll be looking for a restaurant, a hotel, whatever it might be, some type of business. And I'll go on Yelp or Google. And these days, it's so easy to, you know, you pick something out, you look at the reviews. The first thing you look at is, okay, it's got 4.5 stars. It's really rare to find something with like 5 stars.
Right.
But, you know, because one bad review is going to knock it down. So you see, and you realize, though, that, wow, if 95% of the people reviewing this restaurant or hotel or whatever it might be, if 95% of the people are giving it raving reviews and then you got a few little crankpots there that are saying it's horrible, that Starbucks was really bad or something happened. You pretty much, I don't even look at those. I don't even worry about them.
You know, it's funny because sometimes, and I think this might be, for me, I know more maybe buying something on Amazon. If every review is unbelievably glowing, you think it's fake. You think there's just mm-hmm. something weird going on here, that nobody's actually bought this product, and the manufacturer or mm-hmm. distributor has all their friends go on and put these glowing reviews, and it's total BS. So in a way, there's an authenticity to having a bad review every now and then.
We recommend them. We recommend right.
having some
really great bad reviews. We highly recommend it.
But there's some things you can do. First of all, you can contact the patient offline, which means don't make it a public thing, but offline, contact the patient, say, hey, I'm really sorry you had a bad experience in our office. What can we do to make it better? And then if you have a civil conversation with them and they see that you're on their side, you can actually ask them to take the review down. Will they always do it? No. Will they most of the time do it? Probably not, but they just might take it down.
Yeah. Be nice to the person.
Always
apologize.
Be nice.
And right. When you get into some kind of confrontation, fight, then it's going to go from bad to worse. They might even get friends to put up really bad ones. So you just don't want to do that at all.
So a lot of people ask us, should I reply to a bad review?
Well, so you want me to give my opinion
sure.
first? I mean, I think so. I've seen a lot of bad reviews online, especially in the hotel industry, looking at hotels. And I saw one hotel where like this got like a string of like horrible reviews. And I noticed the hotel, I guess, manager, whoever it was, would always go on and say, I'm so like to a bad review. He said, I'm so sorry you had this bad experience. You know, we really take pride in giving our guests the best experience possible, but we're only human. I'm just kind of paraphrasing this, you know, as I go, but we're only human and mistakes do happen. And I would invite you to come back to our hotel and give us another shot because we really care and we do our best. Something like that, as opposed to you're wrong. That's never happened. You know, again, horrible. So if I saw a bad review and the dentist would come on and make a good comment like that, I would say, wow, this dentist really cares and is pretty cool, as opposed to a dentist either not answering at all or getting into some kind of like fight. That would turn me off.
As we always say, don't get into an electronic pissing contest. It makes everybody look bad. It's like the old saying, don't wrestle with a pig.
Yep.
You just get dirty and the pig loves it. And that's what happened. It's funny. There's a new bar restaurant near where we live. So Dave, you know, my wife and I live in downtown Baltimore, mm-hmm. right across from the Four Seasons Hotel, the most expensive hotel in town.
Yeah.
They put this bar on the top floor and it's supposed to be like unbelievable and unbelievably expensive too.
Wait, is that the place that had like a drink, like a mixed drink cost like $150?
I think $285. I don't know. We're not even going there. I don't go to a place like that. But I was just curious. So I went on to read the reviews.
Right.
It was either on Yelp or TripAdvisor, and they had mostly good reviews. Somebody gave them a scathing review, and the manager responded by saying, and I'm paraphrasing, but pretty much like, you're an idiot. What's wrong? Couldn't you even read the dress code? You know, everything you're saying is wrong, and you smelled, and we don't even need people like you in our restaurant, so you're not welcome back. And I'm thinking, manager of a really sophisticated staff. I would have fired that manager instantly.
Yeah, and if I were a prospective customer looking to go, seeing a manager like that, I wouldn't even go. It shows the guy doesn't care.
Or is an idiot.
Yeah, he's like, the guy. His mentality is, next, I don't care, next.
So the problem, this guy was in violation, they have a dress code, this guy mm-hmm. was in violation of it, they said, and they wouldn't seat him. And he mm-hmm. gave a scathing review, and I think the manager could have responded in such a better way, saying like,
definitely.
Jim, we'd love you to come and see what, you know, fantastic drinks and beautiful view we have at the Bygone. Please contact me personally. I'll save a seat for you at the bar. Please be reminded that our dress code means, you know, jackets for men and no jeans or whatever. Boom. It would have been so much better.
Easy. Yeah. I agree. Totally.
So don't get into the old electronic pissing contest. I think the main thing is, remember, bad reviews happen, but do what we said about on the previous podcast or several podcasts ago. Get good reviews, because when you get more and more and more good reviews, the bad reviews kind of sink to the bottom, and they'll make your average, the good reviews will, instead of giving you a 2-star rating, give you a 4.5-star rating. They, you know, everything gets averaged. You're going to have a few bad reviews. So the best way to combat them is to be kind and get more and more and more good reviews.
Before we go into our call of the day, Rich, let's talk for a few minutes about an office out there that might be getting upwards of 50% bad reviews, because we've all seen them. Like, they just get really bad reviews consistently. Now,
well, that could be their problem, right?
I was going to say, you know, yeah, that's a different story, because again, we don't want to say, we don't want you to say, we don't want to give you the impression that if you're getting 50% bad reviews, that you're doing everything fine and just sweet talk every. No, you've got a problem in your office. If you're getting 95% really good reviews and a few crackpots are giving you bad ones, that's one thing. But 50% bad reviews or a high percentage bad reviews, you've got a problem. You've got to honestly look at your practice and say, what are we doing wrong? Why are we pissing this many patients off that are going online and giving us bad reviews? You got to fix that.
And take the review seriously. I mean, look at it as, you know, unfortunately, it's in a public forum, but look at it as a survey that your patients are filling out, an evaluation. Mm-hmm. You got a bad evaluation. Well, if somebody, you know, if you're getting five bad reviews saying that I sat in that reception area rotting for 45 minutes before they took me back, well, they're telling you what you need to work on. So again, even though a lot of them are exaggerated or false or by crankpots or wackos, look at the reviews and see, is there something I'm learning from this review that I can fix in my practice?
Yeah, I mean, even if it's a crankpot, I would still take. Yeah, I don't want to give the impression that if I was even the dentist that's getting 95% good reviews and 5% bad, I would still look at all of them and take them all seriously. I just want to make that clear. I would definitely take them all seriously. Absolutely.
You know, you can't please everyone.
Right.
You can have the best practice in your town and you're still going to get some bad reviews. But listen to what they have to say. Take the and reach out and don't get into a fight online and calm down. That's what it's all about, right?
Calm down is like the best advice. Yeah. Just calm down. Don't respond right away. Just
calm down is good advice in just about every situation in life.
In general, do a few yoga poses or something.
Well, whatever.
Tai Chi. Okay, Tai Chi, huh? Okay, so you want to do the call
of the day? Speaking of calming down, let's do our call of the day.
Let's do one. I'm in the mood for a really good one.
Okay, let's do it.
Thank you for calling. If you have a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Sorry we missed your call. Our office hours are Monday through Thursday, 8 to 5, and Friday, 8 to noon. If you are a registered patient and have a dental emergency, such as pain and or swelling, you may reach Dr. Green at 740-815-8103, Dr. Pilecki at 614-404-2981. If this is not a dental emergency, please call during office hours or visit our website at www.greendentaldelaware.com to contact us electronically to request or change an appointment and obtain additional office information. Please be advised, this recorder does not take messages.
Wow. I got to say, there's so many, like I had a funny question, not a funny, I had a good question in mind, but we got this voicemail. So I think this is a great opportunity to bring up many, 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 many points, not only about voicemails during office hours, but that voicemail in particular. I got to say, I don't know how long this message has been on there.
And but, then what's the thing about if this is an emergency, call 911, and if it's this and if it's that, and there's like a million choices there.
It's unbelievable. I mean, just picture somebody that got referred to this practice. They're a new patient. They want to make an appointment as a new patient. They hear all this crapola. It was unbelievable.
I think that was the longest answering machine message for a dental office I've ever heard in my life.
I know personally when I get voicemail, I never listen that long. Never, ever, ever. But again, this is normal office hours. It's a weekday. It's early afternoon. Somebody's calling your office, maybe a new patient, to make an appointment, and they get a voicemail. There's no way in the world. And then, at the very end, this machine does not take messages?
Thank you. That's like 1985.
Well, first of all, anybody can see through that. What machine doesn't take messages? That's a total lie. And why would they ever do that? First of all, it shouldn't be on in the first place. But since it is on, don't you want somebody being able to leave a message?
That was, I give it an F right now. That was horrible.
Horrendous.
Absolutely horrible.
Horrendous. One of our favorite lessons is the phone needs to be answered during normal office hours. And that could be, you know, whatever your definition is. But at the very least, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, doesn't matter if it's lunchtime, no voicemail. Anybody that had to sit through this message, they could have died if they had some kind of emergency. There's no way. And then at the very end, they can't even leave a message?
I think we need to apologize to our listeners to make them sit. They had to sit through it. It was horrible.
Maybe a couple called 911.
Yeah.
have a live human being answering the phone. As one of our good friends said, anybody can be a dental consultant. Tell them to answer the phone when it rings.
Just tell them to answer the phone.
It's so true. Answer the darn phone every time. If that means forwarding to a cell phone, if it means having a part-time person or a retired person that used to work in your office come in on Fridays to babysit the phones, whatever it means, that phone needs to be answered by a smiling, happy, well-trained individual. Woo, that was bad.
I think we're going to end the show on that note, though. I think we can't beat that, no matter what.
This machine does not take messages.
That's how we should end every show now. Hey, thanks so much for listening to the Dental Practice Fixers. We do not take messages. podcast does not take messages.
We don't take messages, but we do take your comments. So please send a comment, question, critique. Send us a little love, whatever it is. Send it to podcast@mado.com. podcast@mado.com. Thanks so much, everybody, for being with us on the Dental Practice Fixers. I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
I'm Dr. David Maddow. We will see you next time. I could hear you whispering as I crept by your door, so you found some other joker.